Pokemon TCG Storage Guide 2026 Sleeves, Binders, ETB Cases, Playmats. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Sleeve the playable 60 card deck in opaque, shuffle-friendly sleeves and carry it in a fitted deck box. Put trade and collection cards in a side-loading zip binder, bulk in labeled divided storage, and only the small number of display-worthy cards in rigid holders. Use an acrylic ETB case for sealed display only when a box value or meaning justifies it. Pokemon cards live several lives at once. Game piece, trade object, childhood treasure set checklist and sometimes a sealed display. One container cannot serve all five without becoming awkward or unsafe. Yumi Studio uses four homes, deck, binder, archive and display. The system is simple enough for a child to maintain and disciplined enough that a serious collector can find the exact card without excavating a shoebox. The minimum protection kit for Pokemon TCG, sleeve the playable 60-card deck in opaque, shuffle-friendly sleeves, and carry it in a fitted deck box. Put trade and collection cards in a side-loading zip binder, bulk in labeled divided storage, and only the small number of display-worthy cards in rigid holders. Use an acrylic ETB case for sealed display only when a box value or meaning justifies it. Protection follows use. Sleeve the deck being shuffled. Give it a box that fits its actual thickness and create one labeled home for everything not in a deck. A mat earns its space when it improves handling, camera contrast, or zone clarity. Which sleeves should you buy and how many? A playable Pokemon deck contains 60 cards. Tournament sleeves must be uniform and should have opaque backs. Sleeve cards before placing them in a binder. Use side-loading pockets to reduce casual escape and avoid stuffing multiple cards into one pocket. Keep a few matching spare sleeves for damaged sleeve replacement. Buy one extra pack in the exact same color and finish when event replacement matters. Sleeve backs must be opaque and uniform for competitive play. Inner sleeves add protection and bulk. Use them for expensive or heavily handled decks, not automatically for every common in the house. How large should the deck box be? Start with the actual 60-card Pokemon deck in its chosen sleeves. A roomy case can be useful after double sleeving, but extra space needs a divider so the cards do not slide around. Keep damage counters, condition markers, and dice in a separate compartment or pouch, not against exposed card edges. The Sidekick XL is a rigid case with a soft textile finish, not a soft bag. Its removable cover gets out of the way during play. Try the real deck before a league night. A larger printed capacity does not make a case better if the cards rattle around inside. Binder, archive box, or display case. A side-loading zip binder is for a curated set, trade pool, or valuable cards you want to inspect. A divided bulk case is for searchable inventory. A rigid display or top loader is for the small number of cards whose condition or presentation deserves it. Do not overfill binder pockets. Stack heavy binders flat in unstable towers or treat an ETB-style cardboard box as waterproof archival storage. Label bulk by a rule you can maintain. Set, color, type, or deck job. Is a playmat worth it? A playmat is worth it when it keeps cards off a rough or dirty table, makes sleeved cards easier to pick up, defines zones, improves webcam contrast, or turns setup into a consistent ritual. It is optional when the table is clean, smooth, and private. Store mats rolled with the art outward to reduce edge curl, or flat if space allows. Do not crease neoprene into a deck case. A neutral dark mat is the most reusable and camera-friendly choice. The Pokemon Condition Triage Nobody enjoys learning late surface and edge wear. Sleeve playable cards before repeated shuffling and replace sleeves that split, cloud or collect grit. A damaged sleeve can mark a card even when the card itself remains clean. Keep several matching spares with the deck, especially for league or tournaments where uniform backs matter. Binder pressure. Use side-loading pages that fit the sleeved card without force. Close the binder before lifting it, and stop filling it before the pages bow. Ring binders are not automatically disastrous, but overfilled rings and pinched pages create avoidable pressure points. A zip closure helps with dust and casual movement. It does not make the binder waterproof. Humidity, heat and sunlight. Store cards and sealed boxes in a stable dry room, off the floor, away from exterior walls that collect moisture and out of direct sun. Acrylic cases protect presentation and dust, not every environmental risk. Do not seal visibly damp material into a protective container and assume the problem has disappeared. Handling and trades. Move valuable cards as little as practical. Inspect condition under neutral light before trade. Agree on condition before value, and never force a card into or out of a tight sleeve at the table. Use a temporary trade row in a binder instead of repeatedly reorganizing the permanent collection. Inventory failure. The most expensive card is not always the one most likely to vanish. Label bulk. Keep a simple digital or paper list of important cards and photograph high-value pages. The goal is not speculative grading theater. It is being able to find, identify, play, trade, or insure what you own without turning the collection into a handling hazard. What should you check before the next purchase or event? Build a small intake ritual for every new card. Decide whether it is deck, trade, archive, or display. Sleeve accordingly. Record genuinely important cards and put it in its permanent home before opening the next product. This prevents the familiar dining table sediment where valuable pulls, energy cards, code cards and deck pieces spend a week in one unstable pile. For children, use labels and visible categories instead of a preservation system only an adult can maintain. The safest collection is one the owner understands. Keep food and drinks off the mat, wash and dry hands and teach cards to move by their protected edges, not by pinching the center art. Schedule a seasonal reset. Confirm the active deck still has 60 cards. Move rotated or retired pieces into a labeled archive. Reconcile the trade binder and remove empty packaging that no longer has a job. Photograph important binder pages after the reset. A collection grows trustworthy when its owner can explain where each category lives, what may be traded, and what must return home after every session. What Pokémon TCG players repeatedly get right. Pokémon players repeatedly separate tournament deck boxes from collection binders. Current sleeve discussions prioritize shuffle consistency and opaque backs. Collector threads favor side-loading zip binders and caution against ring binder pressure, overfilled pockets, moisture, and repeatedly moving valuable cards. The durable pattern is modular. One dependable sleeve line. One appropriately sized box per active deck, one labeled home archive, one binder for cards that deserve browsing and one mat or clean surface. Buy replacements before novelty. Use the Amazon buttons below for exact products where the listing is viable. Prices and sellers move, the product identity and job are the recommendation. Final verdict. Buy sleeves and a correctly sized deck box for the active Pokémon TCG deck first. Add labeled bulk storage or a binder when the collection proves it needs one. Add a playmat when it improves handling zones or camera contrast. Frequently asked questions. What sleeves are best for playing Pokémon? Opaque matte standard size sleeves from a dependable line are the safest default. Dragon Shield, Katana and Eclipse are common choices. Shuffle feel is personal, so test one pack before standardizing. Should Pokémon cards be sleeved before going in a binder? Yes, especially valuable, foil or frequently handled cards. Use clean penny or fitted sleeves compatible with the pocket and avoid forcing thick combinations into a tight page. Are ring binders safe for Pokémon cards? They can be, but overfilled rings and page pressure can damage cards. A purpose-built side-loading zip binder removes several common failure points. Should I keep sealed ETBs in acrylic cases? Only when display, dust protection or box condition justifies the extra cost. Keep all sealed product dry, out of direct sun and supported regardless. Do Pokémon players need a playmat? No, but a mat protects cards from rough tables, makes sleeved cards easier to lift, clarifies zones for beginners and improves the ritual of setup. What should I buy only after 10 real games? Buy only the upgrade your completed games identified. Exact singles for a deck problem, storage size to the collection you actually use, or a mat that solves a real table or camera issue. Do not let randomized product replace diagnosis.